That's all I see.
Thank you. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All those opposed to the amendment, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Amendment fails. 8 to 9. We're going back to the original motion. I had Jim on staff. Are you speaking against?
When was this added to the agenda?
It was on my announcement.
Okay. FYI, I would have, if you don't mind, I would have written an explanation had I known.
You could have read the email.
I did read the agenda.
Jim, you have the floor. You have a minute.
The agenda I had, it wasn't on there.
It's online and it was emailed to you. Jim, you have the floor. Is there a speaker against the motion? Okay, Ted.
This is really hard because I mean, we've seen the behavior that Rhonda is exhibiting right here, right now. So it's hard to support keeping her on the committee when she apparently doesn't know when to keep her mouth shut. But Robert's Rules of Order says on page 488, bullet number 2, there is no limit to the number of times a member can speak to a debatable question. And then there's a footnote at the bottom that says, motions to close or limit debate may not be limited in committees. And we have this challenge. The chair of the Management Selection and Review Committee was trying to get through an incredibly long agenda and move forward this task of finding a new general manager, but we do limit debate in the committee, and that hamstrings Rhonda to say what she wants to say, and so very tenuously, I support her right to stay on the committee, but I could go either way on this.
Okay, Rita, you have a minute, and then Joseph, and then Bob.
I'm trying to take personalities out of this. This was brought to my attention, what happened with this person. I did not know who it was. So if it was not the person who knew, but anyone who had broken confidentiality, I would think you would not want them on the MSRC, considering we're going to be dealing with confidential information. So that means that information could be going to anybody and anything can be said. There's a reason why we did it. We're bringing this to the LSB because we are trying to move forward with getting this general manager process done. And this is just one more attempt to move that process back until the appropriate people are in place so that they can make the decisions that they want. If we really care about KPFT, then we would move forward with this. And it's easy to say, I didn't get something, and then you really did.
Rhonda?
Okay, number one, I maintain that I did not break confidentiality. Number two, I am not responsible for the MSRC list of people, all right? I did what the subcommittee asked me to do. I shared the information of the names of the people who made the first cut, so to speak. That was what we were meeting for that night. I'm not responsible for who controls the list. Number two, I acted on the authority with regards to me communicating, and I communicated with two and was asked to communicate with three people per the other members of the subcommittee, Ted Weisgall and Alana Long.
That's time. Joseph?
The point of any committee is to be able to get work done. And I'm sorry, Ted, you brought this up a million times. I give you to speak unlimited times at committee meetings. That's not true because it is generally recommended by Roberts. And to the point where you're not getting business done. If anyone in any committee doing any work suddenly just wants to talk in infinitely and make it so the committee is stalled and can't do anything, the chair, it's absolutely appropriate to say, that's it. That person doesn't get to talk to anymore. You can limit time. You can adjust time. You can go back to full board rules as is appropriate. In this particular case, what the subcommittee was tasked to do was to select a small group to give to us. That was going to go through the chair. That was well established, that information that was going to come to the committee would go through the chair and then come to the committee. So it was not, in fact, what happened was not the following the requirements that we laid out in the committee for the subcommittee to follow. Therefore, it was a violation of how the subcommittee was required to act.
Mm-hmm. Request for
Matt,
information.
You are speaking against the motion.
Request for information.
You need to start with a question.
Can Joseph please cite the meeting that we had where it was decided that it would go through the chair rather than the subcommittee, please?
Joseph.
Early on. I don't know exactly
what
the date.
Okay. Well, make an accusation.
Matthew Moore has the floor. Matthew, you have a minute.
So, I'm hearing about the email list that I can attest is incorrect. Whatever this email is that they're talking about, I did not receive, and I've been on the MSRC since it started. So that definitely cannot be her fault, as I know that is up to the chair. As for the second point, I'm hearing lots of things. I'm hearing two sides of the story. I'm hearing a motion coming from the MSRC for information that it doesn't even sound like they have all the information for. So I don't know how we as this body could even make a decision to remove this person from the board when we have nowhere near enough information and plenty of reasonable doubt.
We're about to
Bob?
It's as simple as this. There was a subcommittee formed from the committee. The subcommittee's rules said confidentiality. I remember this so well because in that moment I felt a little bit thwarted ambiguous about what my role was to become as a member of the committee. So why on earth would a subcommittee member go to an email address and publish information? Period.
Because it's how you communicate.
Dwayne, are you speaking for the motion?
We already have.
No, I haven't spoken.
Are you speaking for or against?
Okay.
I'm trying to alternate. You're speaking against the motion? Dwayne, are you speaking against the motion? I am speaking. Don't speak over me. I'm trying to get information. Dwayne, look at me. Are you speaking for or against this motion?
For the motion.
Okay. Alana, are you speaking for or against?
Dwayne, call me speaking for it.
Are you speaking for or against? Okay, I'll do Bill and then Dwayne. I'm alternating. Please just speak.
What bothers me is that we've already spent a lot more time talking about this than we did in the subcommittee. There really wasn't much information out. And I kind of felt like when
I'm pausing his time. There are three of you that consistently speak while someone else is speaking. I'm going to start calling you out of order. Bill, you have 30 seconds.
And that's what happened in the subcommittee meeting also. Rhonda started talking. Other people interrupted her. She didn't like to finish explaining. And several of us had questions that we didn't even get to ask. And it's absurd to blame her for this, sending stuff to the MSRC list. MSRC at kpmt.org. That's the Mandate Selection Review Committee. That's the committee list. Now, if it's not maintained right, it's certainly not her fault. Now, there was another issue I'd still like to get more information about, but we didn't get to talk about it.
That's time. Dwayne?
You know what's absurd is that an individual who have done the same thing in the past, in the sense that this person, I was on that committee. This person wanted to give that information out. I made it explicitly clear on the phone with Alon, with Ted, and her. Do not disclose. Don't call anybody. Because the person tried to get me to call somebody, including him. So y'all are covering because that's what you do. And I can't stop that. You could have 3 months of evidence that we go out and get. You still are going to insulate her because that's what you do. You don't want to hold anybody responsible for any dastardly deeds that they do. That's what you do. Except you had 3 trials on Ted. And he's silly enough to be supporting all of this himself when he knows he's been a victim of your venom. But yet, you are so consistent that you won't bring any charges on yourself or whatever you do, but you will bring charges
stop,
on folks
please.
Who you don't support.
Point of order. Matthew?
In your little pink order sheet, bullet number 2, speaker must address the chair, maintain a courteous tone, and avoid injecting a personal note into debate or attacking other members. I think all 3 have been violated at this point.
So that's a warning, Dwayne.
So in addition to warning me.
Dwayne, that's what makes sense for you, son.
Dwayne, you have 5 more seconds.
Again?
Well, let me say that it is wrong to insulate people like you do. But it is right when you want the facts and the facts are before you to make the right decision in the interest of the foundation and not your own self-interest.
Jim, I don't need your help. Alon, you have a minute.
I'm not offering
you. Okay, I agree with Dwayne and some others. We were witness to the facts. Our understanding was we were to bring to this local station board the idea of contacting those candidates in order to get some more information, but we weren't to do it individually at that time. We were just to bring the idea, not execute the idea.
That's not
and,
true.
And
true.
Secondly, something that has not been mentioned, which should be part of this motion for removal, is disruption of a meeting, which Rhonda has done, and I would support her if she could be emotional, but the reason is she has never apologized for it. She was using profanity and violent behavior in terms of verbal abuse.
Is there a speaker against the motion?
Out of the room.
Okay, Rita, you're my last on stack, and then we're going to vote.
Did I speak against it?
Yeah, sure.
You can be on stack.
I'll speak
Let her speak first, then, so we can alternate. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Okay, number one, it is not appropriate for the secondary issue, which was not a part of the motion that they voted on in the MSRC, because the person that we are referring to is actually an applicant for the position. So if we're going to do that, that needs to happen in executive session. I would really like, Madam Chair, for you to get a question, ask a question of Mrs. Washington, and that is, why didn't she allow me to speak to the No, I did not. I was not allowed to speak to the letter. That's a lie. And Alon, I apologize, and we'll see what Ted says here. But I asked repeatedly that we agree for me to contact these 3 additional people for information because whatever was incomplete. You gave me that authority, Alon, and so did Ted.
That is time.
Yes, they did. Ted,
time.
Please speak the truth.
Rita, you have a minute.
Keep your comments to yourself.
The motion that was made by Adriana Cassinate was to have Ms. Gardner removed from the MSRC. The evidence was both things that were done. The email that was received and the fact that she sent an email out from an email address that she did not use. I have not ever used that address. When I send them an email, I send them individually to the MSRC members because I know that is not, I have tried to get it corrected by KPMT, but I can't get it done. I think even Madam Chair has tried to get it corrected. So that just like it's not your fault, but then don't use it. But if you had an issue, you could have easily contacted me as the chair and said, this is what we want to do. You had an opportunity to speak. The information was brought against you. Yes, it was, Wanda. But just like you're interrupting me now, you interrupted the entire MSRC.
That's time. We're voting. Rita, can you reread the motion, please?
Motion to remove Rhonda asked the LSB to remove Rhonda Gardner from the MSRC.
All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I vote to remove. The motion passes. We are going, we have two more minutes of committee report questions and answers. Are there any questions for any committee chairs? Are there any questions for LSB committee chairs? Jim, you have a question?
So when are we going to hear the final recommendation from the MSRC on how many candidates is it going to be?
I'm leaving. This board is a sham.
Are you resigning?
No, I'm not.
Rita, you don't have the floor. Rita, you have the floor. Can you please answer Jim's question?
Okay, I can give you that 21 applications were received.
I was moving business forward.
You're out of order. This is a warning.
When I said that, what personal good? I'm not a goddamn candidate.
This is your second warning. Rita, you have the floor. Go ahead.
We received 21 applications to the email address at the last MSRC meeting. 11 of those applicants we will review as a committee to determine who will go forward with the phone interview. After the phone interview process, hopefully at that point we'll be able to bring our recommendations to the LSB. I'm sorry. We haven't made that decision yet. We're looking at possibly three at the moment.
Anywhere from zero to three?
We will bring no more than three, exactly. Just like pretty much what they did, I believe, at the PNB level. We're trying to follow their process to an extent.
Our report time was eaten up by that motion, so we are moving on to item 9 of our agenda, Pacifica National Board and Committee Reports. You've all requested 25 minutes for this. We'll have 30-second questions for PNB directors or committee members and one-minute answers from anyone who wants to. Is there a question for the PNB directors or committee members? Rick?
Yeah, what's going on to pay off the loan?
I'm going to go counterclockwise. We'll start with Dwayne.
Thank you for that question, Rick. First off, we're going to spend $200, $300, $150, whatever, $1,000 for an election that we certainly, the Attorney General told us 2 or 3 years ago, don't spend money you don't have for the sake of a bylaw. They say they want to do it for the bylaw, but they haven't spent a dime on having in-person meetings. So it's hypocrisy is what it is. With respect to all these things being done under the supermajority that exists, and so when I hear this stuff from Mr. Crozier, I know for a fact that y'all have to be blind to not know that if you've got $3 million that you've got to pay, it was 18 months, now it's 16 months, next month it'll be 15 months, you get it, that you don't have a plan. And I have ad nauseum staying at the table that since I've been on the board in December, that there's been one conversation. Each member's been given 2 minutes to talk about fundraising. So clearly, somebody is trying to destroy this foundation because you would have to be an ignorant person to spend $3 million in loans and then the chair or any other leadership doing something in the last 7 months to set up fundraising. Nobody has done it. This is intentionally destroying this foundation.
The loans were designed to basically get us by until we could basically make some repairs to the foundation. Most notably, in our governance, we have almost no fiscal standards, no practices that allow us to actually track what the heck's going on with our money, what is accounting, what our employees are doing, and anything else. And so what we've done is there's been no fundraising. When I passed a motion from two different meetings, strategic planning and national finance, just to ask the executive director to get a report on fiscal practices at all the stations. And the 4 months he's had that, he hasn't been able to get any information. We were just talking to Nita in a public meeting, and basically this is an organization we hired separately to come in and help look and examine our finances. And basically what they told us is they're being balked at every station. They can't get any information. Now, I'm not sure the level that's happening, but these are the people who we've hired to come in and fix our finances, and the individual stations are just refusing to cooperate. We have to start taking responsibility for our actions.
Adriana, come in.
Yes, it's very clear that it's in a small group. It's permitted in our bylaws, a kind of an executive committee that knows information that the rest of the directors do not. They are preventing, we have an interim executive director that in the last 6 months outsourced most of the jobs at a cost that the foundation cannot pay for. As a director, I am asking repeatedly, and I have the proofs, and I have the emails for the information. The last financial information that we directors received is from October 31st, 2017. But we are being pressed, railroad, I would say, in the committee, in the meetings of the PME, to approve motions and to approve different measures that we don't know even if we can pay for. I, as a director, I'm entitled to that information, and I'm keeping the big list ignored. We don't know even who our lawyers are.
Bill?
It's correct that we don't have any plan for how to pay back the loan. And, you know, the interest was for the first 18 months of the loan. It's a three-year loan, about $3.25 million. Puts all the buildings at Museum as collateral, including KPMT's building. We have no plan to pay it back. We have put aside enough interest to pay for ostensibly 18 months of it, but it probably won't last that long because the interest rates are going up and it's an adjustable rate loan. And obviously the stations are going to have to pay for it. And they need to be setting the money aside for it. We also still have to fund the rest of the employee pensions and some other things. I am really concerned. Frankly, I think the OSP should be stopping everything else and getting going on fundraising at every station. And we spend all our time talking about each other, investigating each other, and attacking and spreading distrust and driving away listeners and members. We should be helping raise money for the station. And, you know, then, you know, people are attacked because they are helping raise money for the station.
Time. I want to point out to everyone that we are 30 minutes late, so at this point we're not going to finish our agenda. Just putting that out there. Ted, did you have a question for the directors?
Please.
Jim, did you have a question? Did anyone else have a question for the PMB directors or committee members? If I scared you all, go ahead.
Yeah, I still can't understand why we're doing an election when we can't pay back the loan. Why can you guys explain to me why we're doing this?
Joseph?
I can't hear.
Why are they doing an election? Joseph?
Basically, it's political reasons. The majority of the people want to have local control of their local boards at the local stations. They know that the big vote getters at each station are basically the good old boy network. They're going to consolidate the power at all five stations and ensure that they continue to control the network. And as was pointed out, this is going to ensure that the foundation will continue to run the same good old boy way. We're not going to see any young people. We're not going to see any new big changes in programs. It's all going to be up programming for friends and jobs for friends and jobs for people who want to vote or they're going to PNB so they can buy votes. And I mean, there's just so much corruption in the foundation. This election is about cementing the current corruption in place because, unfortunately, those aren't the people who are on our listener membership who are actually following these meetings and actually seeing the corruption as it actually happens live. That's why I learned Robert's Rules of Order when I started watching and listening and reading the bylaws and seeing how many times at every meeting people were violating them to get an advantage. I began to realize that, no, we don't have any bylaws or Robert's Rules that are followed. It's just manipulate people with bullshit to get them to vote the way you want.
Adriana.
Mob rule.
Absolutely. I agree with what the two of them said. Election is just a political thing to see if they can have, because they lose it later on, but they have enough money to win the elections, and then at the beginning have a board, the five station boards in a way, that vote their way. But you saw it with us. Later on, those people that they bring, they don't stay in the board because they realize that it's a bunch of BS, and they are being told a bunch of things that are not true. That is the problem that we are having. Nepotism is in this foundation, and I ask, if you want to know, I'm tired to ask my questions and not being answered. That's why I started the other day, and I have the next email that will go to all of you to know what I'm asking, a specific question that I'm asking, and we don't have the answer. How the interim executive director is hiding that information from us, how all the legal information is hiding from us, and how it's a farce. The accounting of the foundation is a farce. I will
Thank
not
you.
Raise, we cannot raise money.
Time.
Ask
Time.
People for money, for that money to go to pay for their friends.
I have a point of information, and that is, who is the interim executive director?
Tom Livingston. Bill.
Thank you.
You know, it wouldn't bother me if every one of us was thrown out in the elections. We got all the people elected who would actually help raise money. That's really what we need, okay? And it's absurd to say that we're having elections to keep that from happening or something like that. The membership have the right to vote whoever they want, and I hope they look for people that actually have a track record in fundraising and raising money and stuff like that. We're having elections because it's in the bylaws. All of you like to talk about the importance of following the bylaws. And if we don't have elections, we'll probably have a lawsuit and have to be forced to have elections anyway. Tom Livingston, I don't think he's keeping information from us. There's some things that I wish he had more than 24 hours a day. I know what it was like. It's a really big job, and he doesn't have hardly any help. And I would like to get some more additional information, but I don't think he's hiding anything at all. In fact, I think we're getting he's pretty forthcoming with a lot of stuff. NETA, the accounting firm we hired, is digging in, getting caught up on a lot of stuff. He's told the PNB that it's costing less than what we were paying employees to do the same work earlier.
Thank you.
Can I?
No. Dwayne?
Yes, I can agree with the esteemed member that when he says us and we, they're all getting us information. We are not. The minority are not. So he's absolutely right. They're getting the information. More important, though, you wouldn't have to go too far to see exactly. Excuse me, ma'am. You interrupted. You bothered me. You would have to not go too far to not see that this is a play of control. When you saw what they did in the 16 election, that is, spent a lot of money. Anybody that he supported got elected on a card that they sent out. They got it down pat. They know what the game is. They got the money. They're making sure they maintain. And especially if we take over, if those who are in the minority take over, we're going to find skeletons in the closet like we're about to do down in KPFC. That is the reality.
Are there any other questions for PNB directors or committee members? Did you get to speak? Yeah, you started.
I'm uncoached.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm uncoached.
Bob has a question.
Then why did we have a visit by the executive director and an NES for apparently the sole purpose of introducing the NES to a very small group of people at KPMG, like the paid staff?
Okay, we got your question.
To me, that made absolutely no sense.
Adriana, can you please answer? If you can.
Now, all this is being the foundation. You can see the majority feels, you know, their friends from accountability. What is behind, and took years to realize this, what is behind is trying to keep the listeners the less informed possible. I asked specifically for the NES visit to Houston, if he was visiting Houston, to be brought to the listener, to the people, to everybody. To have option to talk to him. So the things are being not always secret. Only a small group knows, the rest don't, even electors. I mean, that is what happened in this foundation. It's trying to do whatever to prevent. We have meetings of the PNB where we discuss things that should be in open session, but they brought it to executive session to prevent the listener from listening what the reality happened. And when that goes, for whatever reason, they cut the stream. We have difficulty with the stream and people don't listen.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't know exactly why we got to visit about the NDS, except that Tom Livingston told the PNB that he was going to be visiting all the stations to meet with the staff. You know, nobody asked
including Adriana, in that meeting, were they going to be meeting, or Bob, she knows Bob had asked. Nobody asked if it was going to be paid to staff only or whatever, each of the staff. Staff to talk about the elections, getting the membership list up to date, that's always a challenge in every station, and on getting adequate promotion and all the other things that have to go with the elections. So, and it's reasonable the NES go visit at each of the stations. It's not required, but it's probably a good idea. So I don't see anything wrong with that. But it's to facilitate getting the elections going, to catch up, because the thing was started 3.5 or more than months late. So I think it's probably a good idea to try it. Thanks for that.
Dwayne?
Did somebody miss something? We don't have money, ladies and gentlemen. So why is an ED traveling around the country checking on things? Why is it necessary for an ED to come and not the NES himself or herself? So when you make excuses, and when you unpeel this banana, you consistently see that there's distortion, that there's things being hidden, that right in your face, that you won't even question because you want to support your friends. But it's in your face. If we got money to travel hobnob up and down this country for 5 stations, how is it we don't have money to spend $20,000 for an in-person meeting if you want to talk about bylaws, Mr. Crozier? The bylaws is more explicit about in-person meetings for which we have not afforded for 3 years, but yet you can come up with $200,000, $300,000 to have an election when you have over 80 people who are in line from the last election ready to serve across this nation in these stations. You have to. Y'all need to stop letting yourselves be played with.
Thank you.
Can we lower our voice, because they're complaining that some of us are making a lot of noise, and I'm
with all that music they have.
Can I finish?
No, didn't interrupt you.
Thank you. Your point of information is heard. We're moving on. We're going to lower our voices. Joseph, you have the floor.
When we just recently approved the, we finally got an audit on one of our years of budget. We're still a couple years behind it. There was also attached to it, I think on the order of 25 pages worth of deficiencies. 25 pages of, I mean, tight text pages worth of deficiencies in how we do our fiscal practices. And when you talk about hiring NS, all those things that happen behind closed doors, and by the way, since we received that report, we haven't even discussed addressing one of those deficiencies. And you got to realize that with no budgets, the way this foundation operates, we roughly take in between $6 and $8 million a year that is basically operated as a slush fund. We might as well be the mafia the way we handle our money. So you want to talk about some really seriously bad practices? Yeah, us hiring these fake actions that act like we're actually trying to have listeners be able to vote is ridiculous. We have nothing but corruption and fraud. This is just this money is used to give jobs and programs to people's friends inside of Quick. The programs and jobs of this thing should go to people who are qualified in the community that we're supposed to represent.
Time. We're 20 minutes late. Are there other PMB director questions or questions for committee members? Please let us move on to business if you can. Bob.
Well, this may be discussed because I was diverted out of security concerns, but, you know, and in the face of this grand expenditure of visits to Houston and election costs, has there been any plan imposed upon each of the stations for a request for how the loans are going to be repaid and when?
I think we already answered that.
Thank you.
No, there's no plan.
No plan.
Does any other director need to speak to that?
Yes.
Adriana?
It's very clear. We have the PMB's election on the Strategic Planning Committee. Just the purpose was originally that, to come up with a plan to repay the loans. That committee talk about everything else but know about how to define the loan. We in KPFT is the only station in the finance committee that we took seriously, get part of the debt that belongs to us, KPFT, our percentage compared with the foundation, and we are trying to do something to raise that money and to put that in our bank. The rest, no. Nobody talk about that, because the reality is they don't care. it's very clear that the plus, we know that sooner or later, I mean, the only thing that we keep adding personnel that we don't have the money to pay for, all of that is cleaned up. You know, even we are violating the bylaws with the election timeline. It's against the bylaws.
Time, thank you. Are there any other questions for the PMB director or committee leads? I asked and I didn't hear you say you wanted to.
I just was going to let her go first. And I was going to say, I think it's a really good point, because the Strategic Planning Committee was ostensibly to try to help address how we're going to pay these loans. What they've mostly been talking about is quality of programming. Apparently, they want to make some programming changes, and they're kind of criticizing as if our programming network-wide is so bad that that's why we're losing membership, which I personally don't believe. Furthermore, we've had motions before the committee to address fiscal issues, and they've all been voted down in the committee. Which is, of course, fiscal issues and how we're going to repay the loan. So there's that. I'll say on to that.
Thank you. There are other questions for the PMB directors or committee members? Okay, we're moving on to the interim general manager report. We haven't ever done one of these, as I've been chair. So I'd just like to go over the process. John brought his report. He's going to read it, and then if there's time, we'll have some question and answer of him. As someone who's new to a role too, I think just remember to have empathy for the position that he's in as you ask your questions. Welcome, Don.
Thanks. All right. currently, we have a myriad of support offered to the station. Okay, I don't know.
Do I have to read it?
Do it how you like.
Right now, because I'll just email this out for Tom and everything. So, right now we have current projects that we're working on. The station itself, since and a little bit before Larry stepping down, we have been approached by a lot of people, at least I have as program director, interim program director, that are trying to help the station grow. Young people, old people, it doesn't matter. I don't look at that. I'm going, okay, can you help our station? What can you help us with? What is the return? What are you trying to get back? Because it's always something. It's a push and a pull. So right now, we're going into podcasting. We're recruiting shows. Right now, we are building out an actual area for podcasting to be done. We have grants that are being acquired as we speak. And that's, we have donated equipment already. All of the phone will be donated. As far as mics and setup, we have the room. Strictly, I mean, it all depends on the GM that goes in. We plan on taking the GM room and turning it into a podcast room. And that will give us revenue because we will charge for people to record their podcast. It costs on average $4,000 to have a podcast yourself as an individual if you get all the right equipment. We will bargain and come up with a contract that makes reasonable sense for somebody to have a spot to record podcasts, and it'd be reasonable. We need a new logo and a new tagline. All of this stuff, it's antiquated, it's the old way and the old guard of doing things. Also, even with that, I've changed the schedule already for nighttime to be block scheduling. We will have block scheduling, which block scheduling, we have it technically, but when I say block scheduling from 9 to 4 o'clock, it doesn't make sense for a rock and roll show to come with a rap show with a synth pop show. If you have all of these rap shows, put them together so people can listen to the shows after each other. We're ruining ourselves if we're just putting things sporadically all over the place and going, why aren't people giving? Because they listen to their one show and then they leave. And then they wait for the other show if they find out. And that also includes actually having PSAs that run for each block, because we have blocks. We have a morning block, we have morning music, we have evening talk, we have evening music, and then we have evening talk and then evening music and continue that. Embracing the LSB election season, if we have to do this election, which it sounds like a lot of people don't like the election, which truthfully, I get it, we don't have the money. We, as Pacifica, don't have the money, and of course, KPFT doesn't have the money. But as far as making sure that the election is fair, that is on us to, like, anything that needs to be, if I see anything, period, and to be straightforward, because I don't like talking around things, MSRC things, if I see something, I'm going to say something. I don't care if it hurts people's feelings. I'm not here for feelings. I'm not here for friends. I'm not here for any of that. I am here for KPFT to actually get going and running right. I'm not here to try to go, okay, this is who I'm cool with. We are all going to work together because we're working together, not because we like each other. That is not what this is for. I see all of the LSB emails back and forth, the personalities, the pomp and circumstance. I get it. I get that a lot of people have detached themselves from the reality of what the gravity of the situation is. We as a station need your help.
Yeah, I have two questions, so why don't, can we just do these two?
Yeah,
and then? Okay, Ted.
Donna, when I hear you talking about podcasting, I am thinking that there's an audience over here that is microscopic, maybe 50 people, maybe 500. And then there's the FM radio station, 90.1 Channel 1, and it used to be 10,000 people. And I'm wondering, why are you working on this when that's going to get us a lot of listeners? I am aware of at least one program, Ralph Nader, who seems to me to be a huge presence in our society, and he's on the HD channel. Things seem to be totally screwed up, and I hope you'll fix them. What are your response to what I've just said?
Response to that, already we've been podcasting every single show that has come. We've been doing that for about 10 years almost. But also, whenever I talk about podcasting, I'm not talking about internal podcasting, I'm talking about external podcasting outside of KPFT. People coming to KPFT and spending money to rent out a room, the same way we do ISDN and the same way we do podcasting now, except having it actually as a contract where we have guaranteed money coming into the station that is outside of just our FM. I am focused on the FM side too, but also trying to find different ways of revenue.
Joseph?
I got two questions. One is quick and easy. I just want to know if you feel like you're getting the proper support from the executive director. Second is a little bit more, I feel like our listenership numbers have been going down. A lot of people seem to think we change the programming, the same old people, or something, I'm going to double the number of people. I don't know how that works. I think we should be doing something, or advertising or something, but the point is what do you think we can do to increase our listenership numbers? NPR has doubled their listenership while we've had. That doesn't make any sense.
For actual programs, it's a presentation. Our presentation is very old. Our website is old. It's nothing vibrant about what we do, except for the people who come up there. Like, this is one specific person. For example, Rorick, before I told Rorick, I said, play whatever songs you like to play. All of a sudden, I started hearing these songs that he's never played before. Why? Because before we were narrowcasting, which meant that we were trying to do AAA music only, Americana. We were forcing people to play Americana, even though that is not what our community wants. So what we did was maintain our current base, but we didn't grow. So we started losing because we are trying to get these Americana people just to hold on and get more money. That's not the way. We have to grow our programming out and actually find out, okay, not just Americana. We have the community. And once the community sees that what we are doing is actually reflecting them and pulling them onto air, then we will actually give money and more members.
Thank you.
ED question?
Oh, the ED question.
How's it going?
Okay. it's a weird thing because, you know, he's busy, I'm busy, so.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for being here, and we'll see you next month. We're moving on to reports on. We're out of time. We have time limits. We're moving forward. Is there a second to extend? Is there a second to extend the time? This takes 2/3 vote. We have gotten no little business stuff. Raise your hand if you're for extension. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Against? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not 2/3, right?
That's
8 to 4?
That's 2/3.
2/3.
It's double the.
Okay, Adriana, ask your question.
First of all, thank you for being here. It's really a novelty for us, you know, since
ask your question, Adriana. We're short on time. Ask your question, please.
Yes. I have the right. Do you know, did anybody gave you, first of all, don't listen to all the ideas that we have for the programming because it's not up to us, we are governors. But did you receive the last report from the local election supervisor? Because I asked the executive director and the national election supervisor that they select, and they never heard of the only report from the local election supervisor in a 2016 election. And I need to ask PK to send the new NES, the election report, and the cost of that election was never brought. They used the 2015, I don't know why. But did you see that report? Did anybody send to you that report to see all the problems that we have?
John, have you received that report?
No, I haven't received any report for the elections. Also, as far as the email from Graham, I still didn't get that either. The only email I received was from Bill Crozier telling me that he got an email from Graham.
The only email
I received was from Crozier telling me what the dates were. That's the only thing. And
telling you what?
The dates of the election. All of the dates.
The board didn't vote for anything.
Okay, yet. We're done. He did not receive the report. We're moving on. We're going to report on old business. This is follow-up on the motions we've already passed to make sure that we actually do the things we said we were going to do. We're going to do it the same way we did it last month. I'm going to say, has it been done? Yes or no? If no, why not? If yes, a quick summary. And then what is the next step? We don't want to waste time on explanations that are not necessary. So, A, community calendar PSAs. This fell to Bob, Susie, and Nancy. Nancy, you're off the hook because August is over. The next person signed up for October to help Bob is Venetia. Bob, have we been recording and airing community calendar PSAs? Yes or no?
No, I could never get Nancy to cooperate on that. And
okay, well, your September partner is Susie. Will you reach out to her and try to get it done? In October, it switches to Venetia. Stay tuned,
what?
Venetia. Would you like me to resend the motion to all of you? October, she's your partner. Would you like me to resend the motion?
Resend it?
Yeah, do you know what to do? You just need a partner? Or do you need me to resend the motion to you?
Oh, resend.
Yes.
No, I know what to do.
Okay, I'll leave it up to you and Susie.
Okay, so
yes.
One more thing to add a little bit.
Okay.
Fun Drive starts October 11th, ends November
7th. I cannot.
Fun Drive
starts October 11th.
It will start October 11th and end November 2nd.
Thank you. Program Council Subcommittee, Joseph, Dwayne, Deb. Adriana, you said you were going to reach out to Larry. That's moot now. Yes. Joseph Duane.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's no part. Basically, $3.7 million of debt. We haven't had much time.
What's your next step?
One advantage, I will say, that there's a national program committee that is convening now. It will give me some point. And now that we have someone that we can work with here locally, I'll put some time in.
So what is your next step?
A meeting.
With who?
Gentlemen.
And any committee members, I'll put out a call for anybody who's volunteered. Come to the meeting. Because now we have someone who will bring along some representatives from the station, which is what is what they
hold up. So you are going to announce a meeting?
Yes.
Okay. C, LSB Fundraising Committee, Duane, have you convened another meeting?
No.
What is your next step?
Well, with the new breath of fresh air, we'll probably have that meeting at the same date, same time, 2 hours apart.
Okay.
That's new fresh air.
D, lifting gag order. I emailed Larry and Tom. I got no response from either. I will now email Don and Tom.
All right.
Look forward to these emails, Don. E, canceled shows back on.
You know, something was stated in the last meeting, which I never got a chance to respond to, but there was another motion passed several years ago. Actually, Nancy wrote this in the last meeting that. It's not called a gag order, but, you know, that people are calling it that. But there was another motion passed for the PNP several years ago, and you should check on that.
Okay, that's not what we're doing right now.
Well,
the other motion that we passed in April was to get the canceled shows back on air. I emailed Larry and Tom and didn't get a response. I will email Don and Tom. F is minutes records updated on KPSTX and binder. Ted, have you updated the records and created a binder?
No.
Why not?
I'm a little busy.
Okay, what is your next step?
I forgot about it. I'll remember it now. And try to get it by next month.
Okay. G, post GM position on the two paid websites. I was supposed to email you because you weren't here last month to see if you did it. You did do it.
We did it on one of the sites.
Okay.
The other site, the person who was asking.
Are we beyond needing to
do
that?
Yeah, we don't need to do this.
H, Legacy Campaign. I was supposed to call Teresa Allen, and I didn't. I don't have her phone number, so if someone here who has it could give it to me before the end of the meeting, I will take care of that. I. We're moving through these, Nancy. I, volunteer PSAs, Venetia, you are going to get them going. Have you done it?
No, but I will now.
Okay. I'm gonna, at the next meeting, I'm gonna note how many times we've gone through this and maybe we'll need new people to take over things. Yes.
We don't have new blood.
Venetia, make sure there's no board members or potential board members.
Okay, Jim. That's not relevant. Jay, we're on Jay, International Youth Programming. Nancy, you were going to reach out to John, CIA John, HIIS, and WITS.
I did not do anything. I've been growing.
What is your next step?
Try to qualify.
Thank you. We've passed a lot of great things, people. Let's do them. Let's take action on the things that we did. K, political immigration programming. I emailed Larry and Tom. I got no response. I will email Don and Tom. I'm going to send you these emails. I'm supposed to forward these motions that we've passed. I'll put them all in one email so you don't get a ton of things. L, bill investigation. Nancy, you were supposed to convene a meeting. Did you do that?
Yes and no. It was sabotage.
Did you convene the meeting?
Yes, I did, but it was
sabotage. Did the meeting happen?
No.
So what is your next step?
Do it again, and then I will ask. I will ask the acting general manager to ask the programmers to announce it live because the KPFDX.org was sabotaged, and there's a rule. It has to be posted by 7 days in advance. It was taken down.
Moving on. M.
Information?
Yes.
I didn't get what? G, the GM position on the two paid websites?
It's irrelevant. We've moved on. We have our list at MSRC. M, completing the SSR revision for committee list. Joseph, this is you. I sent you that standing in special rule, we wanted y'all to add the description of each committee and bring it back to us.
Yeah. I did look for it, but I didn't get it from Adron. I'll try to touch base with Adron and get the list because I need that.
Okay, so you'll give that to us for our agenda next month?
That would be reasonable.
Okay. Venetia, do you need me to resend that motion to you?
I think so.
Okay.
I have renewed vigor.
I'm glad we're all feeling so positive tonight. Now we're moving on to new business. Rick, you have the first motion. Will you please read it?
I move to rescind the previous past motion regarding investigation of Bill Croce.
Is there a second?
Oh, I'll second.
Okay, is there an objection?
Objection.
Okay. Rick, you have a minute to speak for your motion.
Okay, well, what Bill Croce is accused of doing, I mean, I think Venetia put it better, is that it's put it best, is that there's, you know, no crime in putting up a survey about Pacifica on a website. And this is an improper motion because it's against the Pacifica bylaws in that it attacks the democratic process of Pacifica. And, you know, what we're doing is just going after Bill Croce because he put up something on a website. We do that all the time for various slates that run people for elections. So, it's improper because, you know, we don't control, you know, the motion asks that we get the organization. What is your organization again, Bill?
Rethinking Pacifica.
Rethinking Pacifica. We get them take down their survey on the website. Well, they can just, you know, tell us to go take a long walk on the short pier. I mean, you know, we don't have any control over it.
Thank you, Ted. Put you on stat.
I could speak to the substance of the motion, but for an organization that supports freedom of speech, the idea of this body shutting down what is essentially a grand jury that is supposed to investigate and determine if there should be charges forwarded. I mean, the motion that was just made is suppression of freedom of speech to investigate if there should be a trial. And if we vote yes on this motion, we are suppressing that process, which may end up validating the point he is making, but until the committee hears evidence pro and con, we should definitely vote this motion down.
What's the motion?
Is there anyone to speak for the motion?
I'm about to.
Bill, do you want to speak for
it? Well, I'll just say, you know, I'm completely guilty of being associated with Rethinking Pacifica, and I'm telling everybody in the world, go to rethinkingpacifica.org and read it and see what you think. So, yeah, and it's. I have nothing to apologize for.
Election information on the thing.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah, by the way, the motion that passed called for suspension of that website, so apparently it hasn't been done. But what
I
wanted
to say, and I'll just say I refused to do that. Yes.
What I wanted to say is I have here in my hand something that was put up on the KPFT website. And I can just read one paragraph here. It listed coming events. 1 p.m. Saturday, September 8th, open meeting, the investigation of Bill Croce. So there you have it. And of course, he gets his rethinkingpacifica.org in on this thing. But why would something so volatile and not about station business
And who put that up? I happen to know now that Larry and Don and Wendy were asked to put it up, but I heard that Bill Mosher ordered it to be put up.
Yes,
so is he running
the
KPFTX? It was up for it was taken down last Tuesday.
All right,
I mean, where was it?
On the website.
Jim had his hand up.
KPFTX.
Is there
KPFTX.
I need a speaker. Please stop speaking. Is there a speaker for the motion? Jim?
It's going to be hard to do because we're voting on a motion to overturn the original motion. But if we're going to question Bill Crozier's freedom of speech, I can go on my Facebook and I can put whatever I want about KPFT. KPFT is a bunch of beep, 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 beep. Y'all can't do anything about that, okay? You can ask me not to do it, but I can do it. You can have a website talking about something, and if Ted is going to worry about the freedom of speech of the grand jury that's investigating the freedom of speech of Bill Crozier, it's a big, messy loop, and I think you should just ignore it. It's stupid.
Nancy, you'll be our last speaker unless time ends extended.
Okay, this meeting is to investigate investigation committee is to. Do I have the floor?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I wasn't sure. To investigate and about this website being proper and thing has been detrimental to the foundation and not just limited to this website. That's all.
All right. We're going to a vote. It requires a majority because there was notice for this motion.
Honorable order.
Yes.
Just doesn't the fact that he admitted guilt, what's the point of investigation?
That's not a point of order.
What? No.
All those in favor of rescinding the motion. Nancy, all those in favor of rescinding the motion, please raise your hand.
Jim.
All in favor of this motion
quit
to rescind. One,
quit
two,
it.
Three,
you get up and
four,
shuffle
five.
Around. I have
I'm
sorry,
Mom.
Quit.
I'm going to
yes,
going
Adriana.
To can you
no.
ask me?
No.
Can you see me today like
can
you used to people?
Thank you.
He's a man and he's
got
a lot of noise.
Jim,
can
you have a
seat. Can you repeat the motion?
Have a seat. We're in the middle of a vote. We have 5-4 rescension. All those against.
He's such a douchebag.
All those against rescension.
Because you're a fucking asshole.
Venetia, come to
okay.
order.
Oh my God.
All those against the motion. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
What was
the
nine?
No.
Okay,
eight. 5-8.
It was
nine. Nine. The motion fails. The motion previously passed stays. It's 9:04. It's 9:50. So I need to go to my thing about having another meeting. So first we're gonna go around. Please stop taking down the table.
We're done with our.
Put it back up.
Yes, Tim. You caused all kind of noise.
I need to go around and ask Nancy. I need to go around and see if you're available next week. Say
no.
Yes or no. This is not your vote. Nancy, are you available next week?
Yes.
Joseph.
Yes.
Dwayne.
Pass.
Venetia.
No.
No.
People who work for you.
Rick.
Yes.
You got it, Rick.
Rita.
No.
Yes. Ted.
No.
Yes.
Bill.
No.
Anissa.
Yes.
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 I have 9 yeses. All those in favor of having an adjourned meeting next Wednesday, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We will not have an adjourned meeting. Let's try to get one more motion through at least. Nancy, please read your motion B.
B? A, B, C, D?
B.
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 can't find it.
And the barbecue.
Motion for including the LSV treasurer and secretary on the LSV listserv, adding to the standing rules a new article. Article 5, move that the LSV treasurer and LSV secretary be included in the LSV listserv, even if they either officer is not an LSV member.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Is there an objection?
This was passed by the governor.
Yep.
There's an objection. Nancy, you have 1 minute to speak for your motion.
Yes, it's real important to have our secretary and our treasurer in the know of what we are doing. And so to omit the two officers that could be a non-board member is ridiculous. We need to get together and communicate and have communication done. I'm finished.
Is there a speaker against the motion?
Point of information.
Yes.
Is the manager already included on the list?
Yes.
Okay.
Bill, you have a minute.
You know, we went through this earlier this evening about, like, on the human service list, that some of it went to apparently people who were, I guess, not on the LSV now, but, you know, like the treasurer and stuff like that, now the treasurer. Well, same thing here. If we don't have that, if you put people like that who are not LSV members on the list, then how are we going to communicate confidential things, personnel things, stuff like that to each other? You know, it's really easy to add the treasurer, the secretary's already on the LSP list, so it'll apply to him this year. But, you know, it's really easy just to add the treasurer's email address if you wanted to go to her also. But we do need a way of just sending emails just to each other without it going to other people who are not on the board. So I think it's a kind of a privacy matter.
Thank you. Is there another speaker for the motion? Is there another speaker against the motion? All right, we're going for a vote. Nancy, can you reread your motion for all of us?
Okay, be good.
Quickly.
Motion for the LSV, to including the LSV treasurer and the LSV secretary on the LSV listserv, adding to the standing rules a new article, Article 5, move that the LSV treasurer and LSV secretary be included in the LSV listserv, even if either officer is not an LSV member.
All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed? Oh, you didn't vote for that. So 11.
I didn't vote yes. I'm voting no.
Got it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. 11-4, the motion passes.
11-4?
Yes. Nancy, please read your next motion.
Okay.
I'm going to read it. The KPFT LSV report to the listeners for 1 hour be scheduled on Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. And LSV staff will do the board op and the next be scheduled by the LSV. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
I have an amendment.
Okay. Nancy, she gets to speak first.
Can I make any amendments?
No, you're on stack. She gets to speak first.
Okay, we have not had an LSV report to the listeners since OBDK was fired, okay? So over a year. And this is the chance to open up the telephone lines for the listeners to call in with questions, comments. This is like a mini town hall meeting where they don't have to get in a car and come. So we should be doing our duty to have this show. Thank you.
Okay,
1 hour.
Ted?
I move to amend. The amendment would be, and that KC Sinclair be responsible for selecting the people who will appear on that program.
Point of information? Do you mean me as a person or me in my position?
I mean the
organized.
The chair.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay, that amendment passes. We're back to the stack on the original motion with the amendment. Wesley?
No, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Is there someone for? Yeah.
So, if we have elections coming at September 18th,
No, the ones that are not running will be able to go on.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a rule already
in
place.
We're so concerned about the bylaws that we're going to spend all this money and
probably have to go to the bankruptcy over it. Yeah. It's such an easy thing to do the mandated manager's report to the community on the radio. That's just my two cents. You know, but it's, you know, it has just as much.
That's the next one.
It has just as much weight in as far as the bylaws as the elections do. This manager's report. It's not being done.
It's the next one up.
Yeah, so anyway. That's
okay.
It.
Bill and
you know,
Dwayne?
This directly is incompatible with the motion that we passed earlier today that I objected to. But you all passed it saying no LSB listener member should be on at all, ever, for anything. Okay, so
no, please.
And so if you're only going to have staff members, I suppose, who are not up for election, and I guess that's not the case either. Maybe that would be all right. But it just doesn't make any sense that, on one hand, you're opposed to having LSB members, even if they're not up for election. And now this time you're saying it's okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is she talking about an LSB show or a
LSB show?
LSB. We're on
the
motion C.
Right now. The next one will
Dwayne
be
and then Tish.
Oh, Ron.
Call the question.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, raise your hand.
LSB show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3. It passes. Call the question. Nancy, please read your motion.
Madam Chair.
As amended.
I understand. It's 9:57.
It's on the floor.
Move that the KPFT LSB report to the listeners for 1 hour be scheduled on Tuesday, September 18, 2018. An LSB staff member will be the board op. The subsequent LSB report to the listeners will be on. Something is missing.
Okay, all.
Yeah, same thing.
Tuesday, September 18.
We're on C. All those in favor, raise your hand.
This is a mandate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We are voting, Nancy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3. The motion passes 7-3. We're going to try to squeeze one more in. Nancy,
move that the KPFT IGM report to the listeners be scheduled on Thursday, September 20th, 2018, according to the rules. Including, I don't know who recorded that, including reserving half the time for listeners to call in and no music play.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection?
I have a question. Why are you specifying a specific date? I mean, this is really micromanaging.
Are you objecting?
We haven't had it in years.
What? Did I object then? Yes.
Okay, Nancy, you have a minute to speak to your motion.
Yes. Come on. Yeah, let's vote.
So you have to move to call the question.
This is supposed to be done so people
question.
Can get questions to the IGM or to the GM. Yeah. It's called accountability. We haven't had it in a long time. What we had with the former general manager was just a lot of music playing instead of taking calls from the listeners.
All right. Dwayne?
I called the question.
Is there a second to call the question? All those in favor to call the question? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed to call the question? Okay, we're going to vote. Nancy, please read the motion.
Move that the KPFT IGM report to the listeners be scheduled on Thursday, September 20th, 2018, according to the rules, including reserving half the time for listeners to call in and no music played.
All those in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. The motion passes 10-3. It is 10 o'clock.
Madam Chair.
Yep, we're adjourning. It's 10 o'clock. We're adjourning the regular September meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board. I will move the rest of new business to our next month's agenda.